This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Coming up, Michigan Campaign Finance Network Director Craig Mauger joins us to discuss legislation in Michigan that he says would go beyond the Supreme Court's Citizens United decision. But first, the Palisades nuclear power plant will shut down in 2018. That's 4 years earlier than had been anticipated. Entergy, the owner of the plant near South Haven, announced on Thursday that Palisades will be shut down for good October 1st, 2018. Reporter Andy Belaskowitz has covered Palisades and nuclear power for Midwest Energy News. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks, Gordon.
You had just written recently on Michigan's three nuclear power plants, including Palisades, in a story which published on December 5th in Midwest Energy News, saying that they appeared to be on sound financial footing, at least through 2021. So for someone who follows this and maybe some people you talked to, did this come as a surprise on Thursday when it was announced that Palisades is going to shut down earlier than thought?
Well, it came as a bit of surprise to me based on the interviews I had been doing with officials following this issue. It sounded like it was, you know, maybe this announcement was coming in about 3 years or so. I didn't really expect it to come in about 3 days after our story published. But, you know, it was, for those who just sort of generally followed the issue, I think it came as a bit of a surprise. Maybe those, though, who were more closely involved with sort of studying the financials of this plant in particular, sort of saw the writing on the wall. Coming over the you know, over a year or so ago, and figured it was only a matter of when, not if, Palisades would be closing. That's kind of the gist of what I got since the announcement that more of those on closely following the financials, you know, just saw that this plant was starting to get more expensive than sort of what the average cost is. To run a plant like this, and the way that, you know, other energy markets are right now, particularly low prices for natural gas, continue putting pressure on these nuclear plants. So it's not just in Michigan where this is happening. It's happening all over the country, and we're seeing states and utilities taking different approaches with what to do with these uneconomic plants.
So Palisades maybe not that different from other plants. Is maybe the difference in why it's being shut down just a couple years from now that it's an older plant, and perhaps maybe some of the newer plants are able to operate more efficiently and in a way that is still profitable for these companies?
Yeah, that plays a role in it. It's often brought up that Palisades is one of the most embrittled nuclear plants in the country. And Entergy itself, the company that owns this plant, they're based in New Orleans. They're generally looking to get out of what's called the merchant business, where they own power plants and sell the electricity to utilities on the market. In this case, they did to Consumers Energy, which is based here in Michigan. But throughout Entergy's portfolio, they're really looking to get out of this nuclear business due to the uncertainty and some of the market factors that I mentioned earlier.
You note in your story on the closing that it comes right as legislation was signed by Illinois' governor providing subsidies to nuclear plants in that state. So can you kind of tie those two things together for us? What might that legislation in Illinois have done that could have tipped the scales or at least influenced the decision regarding Palisades?
Well, they are obviously two separate states, and this is in two different utilities here in Illinois. We're talking about Exelon, who really for the past couple years have been engaged in a pretty strong debate, trying to get lawmakers to recognize that they have a similar situation in Illinois. They have more nuclear power there than Entergy does in Michigan. But that's really been a sort of a protracted debate that's been going on about Okay, what should ratepayers be tapped to provide subsidies to these unprofitable nuclear plants? And the argument goes from Exelon that, you know, these are a virtually zero carbon emitting power source, that they should get some credit for that in order to prop up their value a little bit. And we've seen this go on in New York as well. But that was eventually, and in the last month or so, that issue in Illinois got sort of roped in together with other energy issues, particularly with renewable energy generation in Illinois. And lawmakers and stakeholders basically on every side of the issue got together to negotiate a package that included these subsidies for two of Exelon's plants. I believe it's close to $250 million over the next 10 years to keep these plants open and give them some certainty. So while closing those plants may have affected sort of the amount of energy that or electricity that goes into, think of it as a pot to supply the region with electricity, that might have affected the amount that Michigan could have been able to import to keep adequate supplies up here. But really kind of a separate state that approached it differently than what we're seeing in Michigan. And, you know, Exelon also has a considerable amount of influence in the Illinois legislature. My understanding after talking to Entergy and other observers here in Michigan is that there just isn't that kind of willingness, I guess, to consider those kinds of ratepayer supports for the nuclear industry here, which is a lot smaller than Illinois is.
The Michigan legislature is considering a pretty broad rewrite of the state's energy policy. How much could that be influenced by the fact that now one of the three nuclear power plants in the state is being shut down?
Right. So this was sort of an immediate response to the announcement Thursday that supporters of a two-bill package in Michigan are saying this closing Palisades will affect the reliability for electricity here in Michigan by virtue of taking over 800 megawatts offline by 2018. Now, the debate in Michigan has largely focused on that issue because several coal plants have closed or are scheduled to close. And so the issue is, you know, how is Michigan going to maintain reliability or adequate electricity supplies into the future with these coal plants down? And the major utilities, Consumers Energy and DTE in this case, have basically been advocating that, you know, they need to be able to make their own investments, or they'd like to make their own investments in renewables and natural gas plants going forward. So they sort of took Thursday's announcement about Palisades to say that, you know, it kind of underscores the need to address this reliability issue. Now, opponents to that were also quick to kind of characterize that as scare tactics and saying that there really isn't, that the reliability issue isn't quite as dire as they're making it out to be. And so that's kind of where things stand. I think supporters of the bills in Michigan were hoping to use this Palisades announcement to get the package passed in the legislature, which time is quickly running out on, while critics were kind of suspicious of the timing of the announcement.
Some of the people who were quoted in that story you did on sort of the state of the nuclear industry before the announcement that Palisades is closing, Also, we're saying that it's not a bad idea at that time for the state to start thinking about what they would do if one of these nuclear plants were to close down. And of course, it would be most likely Palisades at the time, even before the announcement was made. That was what people were thinking. Did that process just get accelerated then by Thursday's announcement that thought about what's going to replace Palisades now moves to the front of the room and people have to debate it a little more quickly than maybe they had planned on?
Well, in August, the state announced that the regional grid operator that sort of oversees reliability, the state asked that organization to look at, okay, what would be Michigan's position if, say, Palisades, as well as DTE's Fermi 2 reactor, were to go down at the same time as they did in 2012. This isn't quite to that scale. And, I think state energy officials had already been contemplating this. And we should remember that the Palisades decision is still subject to approval by state regulators, as well as this regional grid organization, has to determine whether reliability and supplies will be maintained. I think it just moves those discussions along. The state really sort of has an obligation to make sure, that the lights come on reliably. And I guess this it just sort of keeps that issue in the forefront.
You mentioned that the regulators still have to take a look at this. State Representative Eric Nesbitt, whose district includes the Palisades plant, was calling on the Public Service Commission to block the closing. Is there the chance here that we'll get a real examination and a debate over how much Michigan can do without the energy generated at Palisades, and that maybe does lead to a real question over whether or not it can be shut down?
Yeah, it'll certainly open up the sort of the specifics, the specific financial situation that Palisades was in. Regulators are going to be looking at what impact ratepayers would have had by continuing operating Palisades through 22 versus the cost of shutting it down now. The companies announced yesterday, or excuse me, they announced on Thursday that consumers, energy customers, will through the next 4 years ultimately save, I think it was $172 million. So state regulators will be looking at that, as well as whether reliability will be able to be maintained. Consumers Energy, for its part, says they already have a comprehensive plan in place going forward when they shut down across the state, in terms of new wind projects, new natural gas plans, expanding the capacity at the pump storage facility in Ludington. So consumers really made it sound as if, despite concerns even from supportive lawmakers, that they have a plan in place going forward.
Andy Belaskowitz, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
You can find links to Andy Belaskowitz's stories for Midwest Energy News on the closing of Palisades and the nuclear industry at WMUK.org.